Coming up next on Queer Voices, Tiffany Scales has a conversation with Kendra Walker about her life and accomplishments in Houston.
Good afternoon. This is The Word Petition, and we're here with Queer Voices. Today, our guest of honor is none other than Kendra Walker. Kendra, good afternoon. I think I want to start off this interview just acknowledging how great you are at multitasking. I think I aspire to be like you when I grow up, only in the degree of maintaining your composure. I hope I always sound as calm and collected, no matter how many hats I have on at the same time.
Now I have on the hat of a moving lady, believe it or not. I am in the middle of reorganizing storage. But basically, staying organized, writing it down on paper, keeping intentions, and making sure that I am taking time for myself, which I don't always do. So I want to tell everybody I am in a work progress when it comes to self-care things, because sometimes the tasks do take over and my self-care may suffer. But eventually, breathing helps keep the composure. Just breathing and making sure I'm centered before I start the day.
So Ms. Walker, what can we attribute to your strength, courage, and wisdom?
I would say definitely my parents, my village in Jackson. I am the daughter of two preachers, and giving and service, that was just always a part of our life from as early as I can begin or even remember. So that's basically where it started. Strong foundation with grandparents. I was fortunate to know my great grandparents up until the age of about 15. So, and my great grandfather, definitely the greatest thing about him is he was one generation removed from slavery, sharecropped his land until he was able to buy it. It's called Walker Hill to this day. So, yeah, definitely that family tradition is pretty much what got me here.
Well, I do know your name has reigned quite often in the community of our LGBTQIA+ for several years by way of Lock Nation as well as Pride Houston. But when we hear the name Kendra Walker, who are we meeting? Like who is this woman, this incredible, resilient, multitasking businesswoman? Like who is Kendra Walker?
I always tell everybody, simple hometown girl, this poor queer Black girl from Jackson, Mississippi, that was, you know, not taught to dream very high. You're taught to, you know, go to college, get a good job with benefits. You work until you die. You know, we really weren't taught about entrepreneurship. And so I made the decision to leave corporate America back in 2007 and started two IT consulting companies. And I never looked back. As far as community service, I would just say, you know what? I want to leave people in a better place than when I met them. I want our interaction, if it's just for 1 second, to actually enlighten your day. And if I can pass on some nuggets of wisdom, I can. But I guess the biggest thing to know about me is that I work very hard with a lot of passion. And I always say, you can't outwork me, because that's just me. We don't stop when we're tired. We stop when we're done. I've always had that motto.
I believe work ethic is vital with all tasks at hand. I know with the ways in which a lot of individuals who run their own business have maneuvered through the pandemic and the changes that have taken place since 2019, there's always these nuggets and tidbits that aspiring entrepreneurs, aspiring business folk would really benefit from. And so, of course, I'm hearing you say that though it's not always consistent, you are aware that breathing and self-care are required to maintain the balance of life and work that you do. I'm glad to share that with, you know, the ears on Queer Voices, so they also have access to such truth. As it pertains to things that you enjoy here in Houston, you being a transplant from Jackson, Mississippi, I know there's not too much country left. They're taking all our trees. But what do you love about Houston the most?
To be honest with you, I would say the people, the camaraderie, those that I do have, like you know, like minds. I love the queer Black women community, especially those of aspiring entrepreneurs and those of successful entrepreneurs. Things that I like to do, of course, I like to read. I like picnics. I like to walk. I like to exercise. I love poetry nights, but I guess I'm a bit of a partier as well. I love to entertain. So cookouts, gatherings at your house. I thrive in those environments.
I've seen on social media, Ms. Walker, that you have some events coming up. And of course, you know, we're walking into Arts and Humanities Awareness Month here in October. And I see that there are some fun creatives that are getting ready for Baywatch.
Yes, Baywatch is Legends of Color's annual pool party. It'll be happening on October 14th. But Pride Houston is also getting ready for Coming Out Month. Sophie Tucker will be at Clay on October the 1st, and we'll be doing an event on Coming Out Day as well, where we'll be sharing the coming out stories of individuals all across Houston. And so we're really excited about that as well. So we have a lot of things planned, of course. Like I said, we're always in the community. We'll also be doing a domestic violence giveaway. Well, not giveaway. We'll be going to a domestic violence shelter to give 30 bags, and we're doing it in collaborations with Lesbians for Causes, and giving 30 bags to victims of domestic violence, extension needs that they have. So, yeah, but yeah, mostly what's being talked about nowadays is Baywatch, which is the pool party on October 14th at the Heights Hotel. So everyone's excited about that.
Definitely.
It's our sixth year. And so, as with all events with Lesbians of Color, and as well as with Pride, because it's a nonprofit, we always make a donation to a charity for each event. So it's a party with a purpose.
I love how Pride Houston is really executing this whole Pride Houston 365. And it's not only during the acknowledged month of June that we celebrate Pride, but in everything that is being done. What drives your passion when it comes to Pride?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. To be honest, when I came to Pride Houston, I only wanted to do special events. That was my focus. That's what I was there for, to diversify those events. And so it really was bringing diversity and equity to Pride Houston. Pride had its challenges, and then, you know, lost board members and staff. And so rather than let the ship sink, I was asked to stay on by the board to kind of lead it out of a dark chapter. And so what fuels my passion right now is honestly the board members that I serve with. I am a bit burned out. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, the next chapter of Pride Houston that does not include me. But I look into the faces, and they're so, how can I say, unjaded, and they're so ready, and they have all these bright ideas. And so, you know, it kind of makes me hard to, it makes it hard to leave, because, you know, you need to train, you need to make sure that there's a good transition in place. And so, you know, I would say the enthusiasm of those around me is really what is fueling me right now. In the beginning, it was diversity, equity, and inclusion. But, you know, the longer you do it, and with as much work as a Pride needed at the time, it can wear on you. So now it's the enthusiasm of the others on the board that's kind of carrying me through.
It's important to have a strong team. It really is. You know, I know firsthand from volunteering with Pride, over the years, things have shifted under your leadership. And I must say, it's different. It's very different when the person who is representing the face of an organization is sweating more than the people who have come to work for the organization or partner with the organization. There's a great deal of respect and community for leaders who lead by way of service. And I know that while burnout definitely would be an understatement, I'm grateful that you have a team that is helping stay afloat in the degree of maintaining the balance and working through the nuances that that y'all do so with grace.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm especially excited now Because we rebuilt the board, you know, we've gone up to 8 members, and hopefully we'll be adding 2 more by the end of the month to give us a board at 10. And that's literally where we were when I started in 2019. So I think the age of the pandemic and litigation is it's coming to a close, and we're excited about that. I mean, it's a new chapter. We have done, I think, what a lot didn't expect, you know, being on the brink of bankruptcy and dissolvency to coming back strong in the black with a full board and full volunteer team and turning it around in less than 2 years is something I don't think anyone thought was possible. But a lot of hard work went into that. And so we did, we accomplished it.
Most definitely. I know I read an article saying that you even supported the organization with your own personal funds, along with the previous president to help sustain this organization's success. I mean, that speaks a lot to the credibility of leadership as well as the sacrifices being made. Again, it's not just a day. Like a lot of commentary has come in saying, you know, we do all this stuff for pride just for the pride parade. And that's definitely not it. I really appreciate learning more about this organization and the contributions y'all make to community, even when it comes to adapting to the adjustments that have been made from the pandemic, as well as those seeking erudition. These scholarships that y'all have put together and maintained in spite of the hardships that were faced. I really would love to know how we can better support, you know, for the listeners who want to know how to contribute, how to donate, or even if there's someone who's aspiring to go to school, like how to apply.
You know, I would laugh and say, you know, because they always say God loves a cheerful giver. So I don't want anybody to think that, you know, Kendra Walker and Thaisa Madison just up and we were just so happy. But we knew it had to be done. And we were in a position to be able to front that money to Pride Houston from our personal funds and, you know, be patient because we had to wait for 3 years for the organization to be in a place to where they could give it back. And, you know, God bless Thaisa Madison for, you know, joining with me in that effort to actually, you know, give Pride Houston a lifeline. And with scholarships, I would say now that is one way the community can really, really fill in, because even though the board is back and our volunteerism is up, we have committees. And our scholarship committee, our last scholarship chair has gone on to start a family, get married, you know, kids are coming into play. And so, you know, they just couldn't do this in Pride Houston at the same time. So we are looking for like a scholarship chair, you know. Our Annie Gulley, which is one of our newest board members, she's coming on. She's taking up special events. So, you know, things are going to look a lot different because every director that comes to the table has their own vision of things. So I hope everybody is super supportive as these new directors come on and they start to implement their vision of how they would like to contribute to the community. But yes, our scholarship program is still going on. We gave about 20K in scholarships last year, in 2022. We have not given out scholarships in 2023 yet. So that is actually coming as soon as we can get that committee back up and running, because one person can only do so much. And that's one thing that I have, I guess, as a part of self-care coming up is I have trimmed pride, how can I say, initiatives. We will do the initiatives that we have the staff to support it. Doing a lot of initiatives and not doing them well just because people expect you to do them when the staff does not, you know what I'm saying? The numbers there to carry it on, it doesn't serve anybody. So what we've been very great at doing, those initiatives that we can do and we can do well and we have the staff to support it, we implement them fully. And those that we cannot, we have outward education. So we take money and we give to them. We actually made a $5,000 donation in 2022 to Outward Education, even though we had our own scholarship program as well. Because I do believe that, you know, as a community, there are other people out here who may do certain programs a little bit better than we do. And if that is the case, then let's support what they're doing. And that's how you're in the community 365 days a year. It's not just Pride Houston. We have collaborations and initiatives with several you know, when it comes to MD Anderson, when it comes to our sponsor, HPE, they are coming on to do a STEMS project with us next year. So sometimes it's not all the time Pride Houston, Pride Houston, Pride Houston. Sometimes it's how can we support you because you're already boots on the ground doing the work. How can we help you? Can we raise funds for you? Can we donate a couple of volunteers to you? What can we do to make sure that we're out supporting this community 365 days a year?
You know, a lot of times individuals have based their knowledge of organizations on gossip and Google and social media, which of course is just a blanketed covering as opposed to actually having boots on the ground and having an experience. There have been a lot of changes in the workplace, a lot of changes on campuses as it pertains to the rights of our youth and individuals of LGBTQIA plus experience and individuals who are faced with coming out. So I'm actually looking forward to Pride, you know, celebrating National Coming Out Day and just celebrating being out in October. You know, October, the first Tuesday in October is National Go Outside, Meet Your Neighbors. And even that would seem to help with the whole hashtag One Safe Houston and really expounding on the safety of us as a collective, because while not everybody may fit in the quote unquote categories being stated, we are all affected by the categories being affected by the changes that have been made. And so are you going to be participating in the Meet Your Neighbor on the first Tuesday or anything just as Kendra Walker, or is everything you do with a hat of leadership and service?
Well, when I can, but I will tell you, I know October is going to be a pretty busy month for Pride as well as for LOC. And so when I get a chance to attend another event, it's great. I rarely ever get a chance to attend another event. I always usually send a surrogate. And if I can, I will. But to be honest with you, my schedule changes from day to day. So it's probably too soon to know if I'm even going to be available on that Tuesday.
Well, Ms. Walker, I do know that individuals that are looking to find out more about Baywatch can go on.
They can go to www.weareloc.com. That is weareloc.com. So that's where you can find out more about Baywatch. And of course, you can find out more about Pride Houston at www.pridehouston365.org.
Are there any tidbits of nuggets that you want to leave anybody who is looking to come out in a couple of weeks? Any suggestions or recommendations?
When you're ready, and only do so with those that you feel comfortable. Everybody always makes it seem like it's a bravery thing. You're brave just by living, just by existing. You belong, you have worth. So just because you haven't come out, don't let anybody tell you you're not courageous, that you're not brave. But I also want to say that there's someone looking to you. You know, there's someone looking to you to see that it does get better tomorrow. So what I say is find your tribe, find who you're comfortable with. And when you're ready, when you can stand boldly, that's when you come out. And you will find more support than what you need or that you even expected. So that is what I say. And there's no rush to come out. But when you're ready, if that is so your day, then do so boldly. Do it in a place where you're surrounded by love. Do so comfortably. And once you come out with people who love you, who support you, you find out that it's easier to come out to those who you're scared of or who may not show you as much love as the support. You got to get strong. You know, you got to get strong.
I do appreciate getting a look into Kendra Walker, one who is from Jackson, Mississippi, one who comes from a household of faith, one who is sustained by the grace of such faith and diligence, and who puts forth her best foot, even in spite of the things that she faces on personal, professional, and platonic levels. I do appreciate you, what you've done with community. I appreciate what you've done for organizations here in Houston, as well as individuals who are outside of Texas. I know even with the hardships of hurricane season, you have truly surpassed any level of expectation of servitude that one could have for the neighbor. And loving your neighbor is one thing I can say I have watched you do in spite of any reason not to. So thank you so much for your time. I did hear you say you were being a moving company at the moment. So for that multitask, kudos and
Yes,
hats off.
organizing prize storage, organizing lock storage. Like you said, I wear many hats. I'm actually commanding a volunteer crew right now, but I did want to come on and talk to you because I think we tried to schedule a couple of dates and it just never seems to work out. But I do appreciate you and Queer Voices, and thank you guys for having us on. If I can just leave with one thing, is that, you know, in order to be the change that you want to see, you actually have to stand up and be involved. Don't just gossip about it. Don't just talk about what you heard or what you think or what you don't even know. Be involved and then you'll know. Come sit on the board. Come sit on the production team. Actually put in the sweat equity and then you'll see. Yeah, that makes the biggest difference, and that's what we are, you know, looking for, aiming for. Other than that, you know, and if you don't, we still, you know, we'll be serving. We'll still be here. Still wish you well.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Walker. This has been an amazing interview, an interview of Kendra Walker, founder of Lock Nation and president of Pride Houston 365. A wonderful citizen, a wonderful friend, and a wonderful supporter. And we at Queer Voices are happy to have her on here to celebrate Pride 365 and to learn
more
about.
And just one thing, because I like to use our legal name. You know, everybody says Lock Nation, but our legal name is Lesbians of Color Incorporated, because, you know, there's been some confusion with that. So I don't want to, Lock Nation is a euphemism that, you know, the queer community gave us, because we are a nation of, you know, educated, you know, queer Black women that, you know, love our community. So that's where Lock Nation came from. But our legal name is Lesbians of Color Incorporated.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, and all y'all in between. Lock Nation, Lesbians of Color Incorporated.